Lively and Urban are out. That's all we have for medical today.
That's it?
In the two ways, they're inactive. Quick.
It's not every day you see an injury report like that.
Very true. Very true. It's good though.
Yeah. When you have mostly a full roster, you mentioned another night that you look at possible changes in the first quarter. What are some of the things you look at as far as how to get some of that scoring production up in the first quarter?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of times coming back from injury, minute restrictions, different lineups. You know, we had Najee starting there. He was playing well, and then you know, he was out, and then you know, Chris started. So just looking at different combinations as we go forward, and we can look at different starting lineups. We can look at different rotations. You know, we have 18 games left to look at those things. So, you know, we'll start that tonight.
Yeah, and then with this Hawks team, obviously they made a few additions. You know, C.J. McCollum, they got Jonathan Kuminga. How has this group changed from pre-trade deadline?
Yeah, you know, I think Coach Quinn does a great job of preparing his guys. This team is very similar to Toronto. We talk about pressing, deflection steals, and then turning those into points. They're the number one fast break team in the league. And so just understand we have to take care of the ball, the physicality. Not just Daniels, you can always focus on him because he seems to be everywhere. But they got guys who can get deflections and steals, and then they get out and run with the best of them.
Looking back at Toronto, since this team is so similar, when you looked at the film, what were some ways you felt like were the turnovers easy things to clean up, these easy mistakes? What did you see in particular?
Yeah, you know, I think it's always, as the coach says, it's easy because we're not playing, but understanding we got to take care of the ball, we got to get shots. It puts a lot of pressure on your defense if you're turning the ball over in transition or and also in the half court. So not getting shots up in Toronto, we talked about that before the game, that they're going to press us. Can we handle the press? And we had, you know, 20 turnovers, I think. And so we didn't do well. So we have another opportunity tonight to improve on that.
Jason, when you look at Gafford's game the other night and 10 of 10 from the floor, did you feel like just some really good opportunities came his way, or was the consistency of finishing a sign that he's finally fully healthy, lift is there, and that sort of thing? That you know, he's obviously been battling that all year long. Do you see good signs in that regard?
Yeah, I think when you see the 10 for 10, I thought he was active on the boards. We had a lot of great looks offensively in the paint that we missed, but he was there to clean up, and he took advantage of that, giving us second opportunity. So the lift, the energy was there, and we're going to need that tonight. Thanks.
Thanks.